Today we're talking about making a statement that is, I am beautiful.
Really, Ray? You're beautiful?
Let's not talk about that vid.
Just to make things clear, I'm not saying that I am beautiful per se. It's just that the video is telling you that you should believe that you are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's very convincing. Right? Anyways, you're listening to VidTalk on ICRT right now. It's every Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. My name is J.R. Lee, and sitting next to me is my co-host,
Ray. Hi, guys.
Ray Du, right? Check him up on his Facebook, by the way. It's a very good website. What we do here is every week we choose a video that is going viral on the internet, which people are talking about, people are giving likes, and we talk about the video, we bring you the content, and we teach you about the English within it.
VidTalk 是什么呢? 是Video Talk, 所以我们每个礼拜选择很热门的这样子的影片,并且带给你影片里面所使用的英文的教学。
And we issue you a challenge at the end of every show. We actually ask you to go onto our website.
That's right.
Which is voicetube.com/radio, by the way. Mm-hmm. Voicetube.com/radio. Go on there and you can leave a message, a voice message of the usage of the English that we've been teaching you throughout the shows. And if you win, you just might be on ICRT next week. Mm-hmm. And also, we are asking you to vote for the video that we're going to be talking about every Monday night. So please go on our website and vote. Once again, it's voicetube.com/radio.
所以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以做两件事情。第一件事，你可以回应我们的挑战，就是呢使用我们所教学的英文来造句。第二个呢，你还可以决定我们下个礼拜要讨论哪一个影片哦。
That's right.
Hey, by the way, JR, did you know that recently we received a letter from a listener?
Oh, right. It's from, I don't know if his name is Michael. That's the starting title of his
email,
right? But he says Posheng. Okay, so Posheng, I hope you're listening right now. Thank you very much for emailing us. It means a lot to us. This is his letter. Hi, VoiceTube. I love VidTalk so much. Thank you very much, by the way. Is it possible to provide script or subtitle for us? Thanks for making such an awesome program. Best regards, Posheng.
Well, regarding your question, is it possible to provide transcript or subtitle? Well, basically, our show, it's just the two of us free talking.
Two guys being impromptu, spontaneous
yeah,
on the air.
So we're not really scripted, so not really on that term. We can't really provide you script or subtitles, but we do have at least our website.
And our podcast.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. And listen to our previous episodes and look at all the materials that we have on there.
Exactly. 我们其实每一集的节目都有这个 podcast 录音档哦，只要上到刚刚的网站 voicetube.com/radio 上面都有我们的节目录音档. All right. Thank you very much, by the way, Posheng. I hope you're listening right now.
And also, if you do have any questions, you can email us. You can email me at ray@voicetube.com. That's my VoiceTube email. And you can email JR at.
Wait, I need to find my name card. I just got it.
He doesn't even remember his own email.
Okay, my email, jrlee@voicetube.com. That's jrlee@voicetube.com. You can either email us or look us up on Facebook.
Right.
That's right.
All right, let's get back to our discussion for today's video. Now, the big question first. JR, what do you find beautiful?
You know, to be honest, and I know you might not believe me.
Okay, try me.
I find true beauty lies inside of people.
Okay, I don't believe you.
I knew it.
Skeptical.
Do I look like a shallow guy to you?
All right, please continue.
You know, I understand when you're 17, 18, and your early 20s, physical appearance means a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, I've been through that stage as well. But when you come to my age, like 30, in your early 30s, or even when you get to 40, 50, you've seen a lot of people. You've been exposed to a lot of people.
Right.
And you start to weigh things on a matter that's more beyond physical appearance.
Good point.
And I believe that's very, very true, because you start to find and look for people that you want to stay together forever.
That makes sense. There's a saying, really. It goes like, a beauty is only skin deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's deep within the core of a person? That's the personality that makes it
the
count.
The liver, the heart.
Not that. The brain. Their personality, the way they smile, the way they're compassionate.
Right.
That's what really shines through. But I have to say, physical appearance does make a great part.
It does.
Right, when you're forming a first impression on someone, for example.
Yeah, like there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell. He wrote that the first impression is formed within the first 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have much time to show your inner beauty in 6 seconds. It's quite impossible.
I have
actually
to display my personality in six seconds.
6 seconds, I'm beautiful. But there is a movie, you know, it's called Shallow Hal.
Oh, Shallow Hal.
情人眼里出西施, right, that movie, Jack Black.
Right, Jack Black.
He's white, by the way.
He's not black. He's just, that's his surname.
But I honestly love that movie.
Why? Why do you love it?
Because when I saw it, I was probably in high school. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. College, high school, junior high school.
You're exposing your age.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying not to. When I first saw that movie, I thought that, man, I really wish that somebody would hypnotize me like that. Because once he got hypnotized, he could only see woman's inner beauty.
Oh, right. So in the movie, what happens with Hal is that he got hypnotized by a doctor. He used to be someone who's really shallow, who's only into like beauty and hotness, right? So he only goes for the hot girls. But once he's hypnotized, he can only see girls with like their personality. So if a girl has very good personality, she appears beautiful. If she doesn't, she appears really like ugly. Deformed. 所以在这部电影里面呢, 男主角只看得到一个人的内在美, 所以内在很美的人呢, 看起来就是美女, 内在不美的人看起来就是一个丑八怪, 这样子。
I really wish that would happen to me, because then I could only see the inner beauty in people.
Right, and then that you can be sure that this is really the girl that you were
you
after.
You want to be with forever, right, exactly. All right.
And coming back to our video, this is exactly what women are faced with today. So in this video, it's a video that's done by Dove. It's actually
Dolphin.
Yeah, an advertisement. Mm-hmm. But what they did was an experiment. So they put two different signs on doors that people had to go through. So the sign says beautiful and average, and it's on two different doors, and you have to choose which one you want to go through.
It sounds kind of dumb to guys though. it's the same.
所以多芬这家公司他做了什么实验呢? 他把美丽跟普通放在两个不同的门上面。 Right, 那女生呢, 他们就要选择, 诶, 今天我要选择走过美丽的门还是走过普通的门? So this is a very interesting experiment. And coming back to us, what would you choose, JR?
You're asking me?
Yeah, if you were faced with these two doors.
But I gotta say, it doesn't make sense to guys, because guys wouldn't choose beautiful. It sounds sissy. 如果男生选美丽的门,听起来有点娘娘腔。 But if it was handsome and average,
mm-hmm.
To be honest, if it were me,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm a really curious guy, I would walk through both of the doors. I would go through handsome and then come back and go through average just to see what's the difference. And I'm 90% sure that there's probably going to be no difference at all. Because guys are born to be unsentimental, I have to say.
Oh, right. But it's a different story for girls though, right?
Right, I think so. Because in the movie, mm-hmm. not in the movie, in the clip,
yeah.
These girls, they had a post-interview.
Right, and they had a post-interview.
A lot of them said they felt awful after they chose average.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them chose average instead of the beautiful, though.
Right, that's true. And for the people who chose beautiful, they said it made them feel even more beautiful.
Yes, these choices, it's subtle, but the two different choices of saying that you are beautiful or saying that you're average by going through different doors, it actually says a lot about them.
So what does this say about them?
So in the video, in the post-interview, the woman that chose average said that they were self-conscious, right? And they were really afraid of how other people would perceive them. So if they mm-hmm. were to go through the beautiful door, they would think, they would be paranoid and think, okay, so am I really beautiful?
Are people watching me?
Yeah, are people watching me? Will they be skeptical of me saying that, oh, how dare you walk through that door, you little beauty. You little beauty. But on the other hand, those who chose the beautiful door, they did it with conviction, right?
Right.
And they believe that they are beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they felt really good after choosing to tell themselves and tell the world that they indeed are beautiful.
That's right. So today we're talking about this video because we want you to feel beautiful just like
you're beautiful.
Oh yeah.
You're beautiful.
I love
you
so much.
Raise
beautiful. Oh, this song by James Blunt back in the days brings back a lot of memories. Anyways, let's get back to the show. Let's cut the music. Cut the music.
Yeah, okay,
guys,
okay.
Cut the music.
So what we're saying here to you, our listener, is that you are unique and you are beautiful just the way you are. We can hit up another song
just
by Bruno.
Just the way you are.
Let's do it next time, though. One song is enough for one program. So we believe, we want you to believe that you are beautiful. So we're throwing you this question. What would you choose if you were faced with these two doors? Beautiful or average?
Oh, I'm getting so hot in here. I'm taking off my clothes, actually. All right, we're going to be back in just a bit. We're going to give you a minute so that you can check out the video. It's on our website, voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio. You can go on there and check out the video. And we're going to be back in just a second. Teach you the English within it.
See you in a bit.
Okay, and we're back here on VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to go all the way till 8:30. This is the second half. So what we have on the second half is English teaching time.
在第二个部分呢, 我们进入到英文教学的时间。 这个影片里面有用到很多的英文单字或片语, 那今天我们选出来了五个, 特别呢, 要教导你们, 要如何使用这些英文。 那我们会怎么进行呢? 就是我们会先让你听影片里面的声音, 再来呢, 会提供给你翻译。 那我们会, 我跟Jerry会讨论一下, 这个英文要怎么样使用, 怎么样最自然, 还有给你一些例句。
All right, so here is the first sentence from the video. Let's hear it out.
And be self-conscious of how you perceive yourself and perhaps if it lines up with how the rest of the world perceives you.
并且开始意识到你是怎么看待自己的, 是否等同于其他人对你的看法。
And be self-conscious of how you perceive yourself and perhaps if it lines up with how the rest of the world perceives you.
并且开始意识到 and be self-conscious. 你是怎么看待自己的 of how you perceive yourself. 这边的perceive就是看待。 And perhaps if it lines up with 是否等同于 how the rest of the world perceives you. 其他人, 这个世界上的其他人 对你的看法是不是一样的。 所以你自己对自己的看法 跟 其他人对你的看法, 这两个是不是相等的? 我们这边要看的是 lines up with. What does that mean? Line up with.
Lines up with. You can replace it with goes along with, falls in with.
Yeah, it's kind of like equal to, right? 就等于. 所以 lines up with就是等不等于. 所以这边他这个例句讲的是说, 我看待自己的这个看法 跟其他人看待我的看法, 这两个东西是不是相等的? Does it line up?
Right,
does it go along? Right?
Is it inconsistent?
那这边的line, line其实有很多的意思吗? 像如果我们说 memorize your lines, what does that mean?
Memorize your lines. When you're in a play, you're doing rehearsal. Why didn't you remember your lines?
所以这边lines, 你在一个戏剧里面在演戏的时候, 对, line就是你的台词.
Yeah, or I forgot my lines, I'm sorry. 忘词了.
对, 忘词了. Right. 还有一个lines, read between the lines.
Oh, read between the lines. It means to listen to something beyond words.
对,所以lines这边是 可能两行, 对不对? 你要看两行中间没有东西啊, 就是在行跟行中间的这个隐藏, 对, 字里行间的隐藏的意思, 弦外之音的意思。
听出弦外之音, read between the lines.
And you can also use it as a verb, right? Line up. Taiwanese love to line up.
Get in line.
Right, get in line. 就是,
get in line.
排队, 排好的意思。
Don't cut the line.
不要插队的意思。
Right,
and finally we have something we use every day, every single day.
And that is...
That's the notification sound.
My roommate has that on his smartphone, and it lines up every day. It lines up.
line.
Stop that.
这边是我们那个 line 嘛，我们的 line， 中文好像叫 line，我们的叫怎么讲？网络上面的传讯息的那个。对对，有
KakaTalk， 有 WhatsApp， 那台湾人比较常用
line。 Okay, can you make a sentence with line? Well, not with line. Line up with.
Okay, I was going to make a sentence with line. I like to use
line.
How does VidTalk line up with other English learning programs?
It surpasses them.
Definitely, always.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
So VidTalk跟其他的英文教学的这些广播节目或者节目呢, 它比起来,相较之下如何呢? 大家觉得呢? Okay, so let's go to our next sentence.
Am I choosing because of what's constantly bombarded at me, what I'm being told, that I should accept? Or am I choosing because that's what I really believe?
我做出这样子的选择，可能是因为我不停的被轰炸。他告诉我，我应该接受这一点，或者是我已经真正如此的深信着。
That my choosing because of what's constantly bombarded at me, what I am being told that I should accept, or am I choosing because that's what I really believe?
That's a very long sentence.
That's so long, it's so long.
好，我做出这样的选择，可能是因为 that my choosing because of 我不停的被社会轰炸 what's being constantly bombarded at me. 所以 bombarded 这边就是轰炸。他告诉我 what I'm being told, 我应该接受这一点 that I should accept, 或者是我已经如此的深信着 or am I choosing because that's what I really believe? 这边在讲的是什么？就是说他选择了这个女的，他在 interview 他说的是他选择了 average door, 他选择了平凡的那个门。那他不知道这个选择是因为社会告诉他他是平凡的人，还是说他已经被轰炸到他自己也认为自己就是一个平凡的人，他不确定是哪一个原因让他选择这个平凡的门。So bombarded, this is the word that we're looking at today.
Right.
So it has a bomb in it. 有一个里面有个炸弹。What does that mean?
Bomb, 炸弹。So bombard means to like harass.、
Harass, right. 轰炸，然后骚扰啊。
You can also 刀不休 something like that.
Yeah, you can also say、thrown at.Constantly thrown at me.
Thrown at me.
Right.
Harassed me. So Ray, make a sentence of it.
We can say we are constantly bombarded by our boss that we should stop being so silly on mid-talk and be more serious.
Silly means in Chinese, what is it?
就很在胡闹啊，或者是在玩啊，这样子。
You know, the sillier we are, the better the ratings are, and that's for sure, guaranteed. Yeah. Okay.
And rating, that's a good word. That brings us to our next sentence.
All right. So the next sentence is, let's hear it out.
Because obviously, I had rated myself average, and nobody else.
因为很明显。不是别人说我普通，而是我把自己评为普通而已。
Because obviously I had rated myself average and nobody has.
Because obviously, 因为很明显，不是别人说我普通， nobody has, 而是我自己是 I had rated myself average, 我自己把自己评为普通。所以很明显的是什么呢？他在说的是，他觉得我他自己选择走向那个普通的门。这个不是别人叫他走，是他自己也认为自己是普通的，所以他觉得很沮丧。
Right, right. You can also say mark.
Right. Rate mark 就是评分的意思嘛。
Yeah,
对不对
yeah, yeah.
Rate mark. And rate 它可以变成是，它是个动词，对不对？它可以变成是名词，对 ，ing 就变 rating,
rating, speed rate,
speed rate, 对 ，speed rate,
heart rate,
heart rate. 所以rate 它可以是当做速率啊程度，它也可以加上 ing rating 的话变成是评分评比的意思
，rating 或者收听率。Our rating,
our ratings.
收看率。
Okay, can you make a sentence out of rate or rating?
This is a true story. My roommate, his name is Ivan. 林子祥 28 years old, 098215.
Are you sure you're giving out so much personal information on air?
Okay, anyways, my roommate Ivan, he gave the VoiceTube app a 5-star rating. Or you can also say...My friend Ivan, he rated the VoiceTube app a 5-star.
Right, 5-star. The VoiceTube app, 我们有个 APP 哦，它这个趁机宣传一下。You can go download our VoiceTube app. You can also tune into BitTalk on our app.
Right, just look for VoiceTube on Play Store, right?
Yep, or the iOS Store.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on to our next sentence.
Next sentence.
It was quite a triumphant feeling. It was like telling the world, I think I'm beautiful.
我觉得有种胜利感，这样像是在跟全世界说，我认为我很美丽。
It's quite a triumphant feeling. It was like telling the world, I think I am beautiful. Is this where we play the song again?
No, we don't have time.
No love this time?
No love. 这个我有种胜利感。It's quite a triumphant feeling. 就像是在跟全世界说，我认为我很美丽。It was like telling the world, I think I am beautiful.这边我们要看的是 triumphant， 这个要注意一下它的发音，那个 f 的声音要发出来。triumphant 跟 triumph， 这个是胜利的， 形容词跟胜利的名词
Triumphant and triumph、mm-hmm. Right.
What can you also say、if you want to replace
triumphant? You can also replace it with victorious, victorious. That's quite an apparent word.
Okay, right. So why not make a sentence, JR?
Alright, let's see. Let me think a minute right here. Okay. I always get a triumphant feeling when I make jokes on Ray.
I bet you're feeling happy all the time when you're on
Ray. I have a strong sense of achievement working at VoiceTube.
Because he's making fun of me all the time. He's really happy on air.
Now, we have a strong friendship going on here, so that's why we can be silly like this. Don't try it at home, kids.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to our last sentence of the day.
Beautiful is a great word. So why not see what's on the other side of that?
美丽是个很棒的字，何不看看美丽的另一边藏着什么呢？
Beautiful is a great word. Why not see what's on the other side of that?
所以 on the other side of 就是在另外一面，所以美丽是个很棒的字。Beautiful is a great word. 何不看看美丽另一边藏着什么呢？ Why not see what's on the other side of that? 所以这边 on the other side of something 就是另外一面是什么的意思。
So, like for instance, what's on the other side of the coin?
What's on, 就是另外一面，我们看反面的思考，像这样子。
What's on the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin. You get it?
Like heads and tails, right? Yeah. It's just a saying, just a saying. And we can also say, the grass is always greener on the other side of the hill.
How would you say that in Chinese? The grass is always greener on the other side of the hill?
外国的月亮比较圆吗？
哦、oh, oh, ，对对对
Is that, yeah, man, I'm good at Chinese.
Good at Chinese, I can't think of any.
哦、外国的月亮比较圆。What? The grass is always greener on the other side of the hill. 好像别人的东西都比较好。
都比较好，对。
Right, right.
Okay, 所以这句话的意思是什么？就是美丽这个字是很棒的字。那我们来看，来探讨一下它的另外一面是什么。但它还有另外一个意思，就是说，因为这个实验室要透过这个门嘛，穿过这个门，所以你何不选择美丽这扇门穿过去，然后来去看看美丽的另外一边藏着什么。So it's a very good sentence. Okay, so that's all for our teaching for today. We taught you 5 vocabulary and phrases, and now we
challenge you to use the sentences, the phrases, the vocabulary that you just learned during the show, and go to our website voicetube.com/radio. Leave your voice message.And you just might be chosen for next week's show, and we're going to put you on the air. Sounds fun, right?
Right, sounds fun. 所以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 可以录下你的语音留言来去使用我们今天所教你的英文教学内容。那下一周呢，就可能会播出你的声音哦。
Right, it's going to sound funny, right? Like your voice on the air.
But it's going to be exciting too. Yeah. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to go on to the voice messages that's left last week by our listeners.
Right, 我们先来听听上个礼拜留下来的语音留言。
好，所以我们的第一个句子是来自 Claire， 他使用的是那个 a clock 方那个
directions，
对，他使用的是几点钟方向的这个 directions。Right. 那我们来听听看他的句子。
Oh my God, there's a really hot guy on your two.
You know, I think Claire's pronunciation is really good.
Yeah, she sounds really good.
She could easily go by as a foreigner, I would say.
Yeah.所以他讲的是说 I see a hot guy on your two 什么意思呢
That's probably me
在你的两点钟方向有一个这个型男有一个猛男这样子、
Okay. 猛男就不是我们两个的其中任何一个人
OK good sentence So let's move on to our next sentence This sentence was not actually recorded though This sentence was written out 所以其实你不一定要留语音留言你也可以打字、那我们今天来看一下有一个人他打什么呢
This is a written message It's by Mason Mason, read it out for everybody
OK I'm always on edge every time I present to our client
Okay, you must have a very, very obnoxious client, though. I understand. I've been there before.
所以他的句子是我呢，在要 present 给客户的时候，总是非常的不安。所以这边是 on edge。我还记得我们上个礼拜教的这个 on edge 是坐立不安啊， mm-hmm. 然后很觉得很忧虑啊，这样子的意思。
I have to say this is a very, very good sentence. And if you're in business, if you're a business person, this is a sentence that'll come in handy.
Yeah, always complaining about this.
Always on edge.
好，所以这是我们今天所看的，使用者录的或者是写的两个留言。
So just like the sentences you've heard. You can also go to our website and leave your voice messages using the English that we've taught today. And we just might choose yours for next Monday. That's right.
Okay.
And then we also challenge you to go to our website and vote for the next video that we are going to choose and talk about next Monday.
It's really fun every single week seeing like which one is, you know, voted the most by the listeners.
Because you kind of get a sense of feeling, okay, that's probably the more popular one.
Yeah, but sometimes it's out of the, you know, it's unexpected, right? Sometimes I would be thinking, why would people choose this? But, you know, they want to listen to it.
Yeah, so it's the people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice.
So go to our website to vote for next week's episode.
所以赶快上到我们的网站哦 voicetube.com/radio 上去就可以票选出四选一票选出下个礼拜呢你想要听 JR 和 Ray 讨论哪一个影片教你哪一个影片里面的英文
And that's about a wrap for us today our show today
Yeah, it's about time for us to wrap it up If you want to find more information about us go to our website or go to VoiceTube's Facebook You can go to Ray's Facebook Your Facebook is
Ray Do English with a D-U
Ray Do English
Or you can go to JR's Facebook which is
JR Lee J-R-L-E-E Radio Alright, there you go Thank you very much for today That's about it
And we'll see you guys next Monday, 8 o'clock to 8:30 again on VidTalk.
8点到8点半礼拜一。See you guys. God bless you.